This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney. Cincinnati has its share of historic cemeteries, and for those who know what to look for, much can be learned about our heritage, as well as discovering secrets and stories of previous generations. We delve further into our series about local historic cemeteries with Phil Nuxall, historian, author, and tour coordinator at Spring Grove Cemetery and Arboretum, University of Cincinnati Archives and Rare Books Library head archivist Kevin Grace, and WVXU reporter Howard Wilkinson. At 2:40 this afternoon, we'll be joining the Takeaway for coverage of President Obama's speech at the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Meantime, you can join the discussion at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter.
Phil, you know, we've done a series this week on some historic cemeteries in Cincinnati, some of which are a little bit out of the way that most people are not aware of. But in Cincinnati, when most people think of a cemetery, they think of Spring Grove Cemetery and Arboretum. Mm-hmm. It's obviously, you know, walking through that place is like walking through the history of the city. Can you tell us a little bit about the background and how it became what it is today?
Absolutely, because it's extremely interesting. Spring Grove Cemetery was laid out to be as much of a beautiful park as a cemetery, and I think that's one of the reasons it's so popular, especially out-of-town visitors. The first time they go through Spring Grove, they're expecting, you know, the typical kind of rural, creepy old cemetery, and they get there and they're like, wait a minute, there's lakes here, there are beautiful trees, and it's an officially sanctioned arboretum. And that was, the original plan was to make this cemetery be a beautiful place to bury your loved ones. And what happened was back in the early 1800s, there were over 21 small graveyards. They also called them burial grounds in the kind of the urban core of downtown Cincinnati. And, of course, those filled up rather quickly because of, you know, cholera epidemic. They weren't that large of, cemeteries, burial grounds. So around 1844, a gentleman from the Cincinnati Horticultural Society decided to do something about it. So they said, let's go out to the country. And, of course, where Spring Grove is now was very much countryside at that point in time. And they started buying up over 52 private parcels of farmland and developing into, beautiful cemetery / park.
And Salmon P. Chase was a part of this.
Absolutely.
Putting this together.
Yeah. And another reason, probably the most important reason that Spring Grove Cemetery and Arboretum is now a National Historic Landmark is because it was the first cemetery in the United States to have a plan that called for unobstructed views, and that was by the internationally renowned landscape gardener Adolf Strauch. Adolf Strauch was the first person in the United States to get rid of all of the extraneous visualizations, for example, the fencing. One quarter of all private family lots before Adolf Strauch arrived were fenced in. And in addition to all that fencing, you were at that time allowed to have multiple upright markers on your family's grave sites. You could have benches or wire settees. So there was a lot of clutter, and I always refer to Adolf Strauch as the first person to declutter cemeteries in America. So, it's a very significant location because of the landscape lawn plan of design for cemeteries that Adolf Strauch created, as well as a new plan for burial, which did away with the multiple upright markers on each family lot. You know, nowadays you're allowed to have a central piece of beauty, whether it be a statue, a monument, or just a beautiful tree, and then the family members are buried around or near that centerpiece with low-lying flat stones. So nothing gets in the way of really what you're supposed to be looking at.
You know that I'm a Civil War buff, and
absolutely,
that's one of the reasons why I love Spring Grove so much. Mm-hmm. 41 generals are buried within Spring Grove Cemetery, and many, many more Civil War soldiers. Can you tell us a little bit about the Civil War heritage of Spring Grove?
Yeah, one of the reasons that we have so much Civil War history within the cemeteries because of all of the Civil War hospitals that were in, you know, the greater Cincinnati area, you know, Camp Dennison.
Right.
We have so many soldiers that were from Camp Dennison, you know, that died there in the hospitals. If you're really into Civil War history, we have some wonderful tours that are specific to the Civil War, and those usually take place around our Civil War section. We have an entire section that we call the Civil War section because we have over 999 soldiers buried in that section. Three large mounds, A, B, and C, 333 soldiers around upright cannon barrels on those three mounds.
And in the middle is an
officer.
Well,
you know, for years, I was told that there was a general under each of those upright cannon barrels in the center, and that's actually not correct.
Yeah.
We have there's a colonel and then I think a private, and then actually on one of the mounds underneath the upright cannon barrel, there's no burial there. So that's been kind of a misnomer for years.
Yeah.
Kevin, you wrote a book about Cincinnati cemeteries. What were some of the cemeteries you covered? What were some of the stories that you discovered?
Well, I wrote it with a friend of mine, a colleague at UC, Tom White. And we had done a couple of other books together, and we decided that this one we wanted to concentrate on death. So cemeteries figured into that. Tom wanted to explore mortuaries and death customs and things like that. So we tried to cover a little bit of every cemetery in the county, in Hamilton County. And, of course, we didn't hit all that. So we just wanted to cover the ones with the interesting stories. Spring Grove, of course, was one of the main ones. But as we got into it, Tom started digging into the custom of body snatching in the 19th century. Cincinnati was one of the main centers for this because we had a dozen medical schools here in the 19th century. And, of course, the anatomy laws prohibited physicians from using bodies. And so you had to steal them to get them. And what we discovered is that there were some great stories. I mean, it was a cottage industry here. They would even the body snatchers would even box them up and send them to medical schools in Michigan and Maryland. But there was one old fella here by the name of William Cunningham. He was called Old Cunny, but he was one of the great body snatchers of all time. But there was even one incident.
Body snatching Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. There has to be. Yeah. But Cunningham had gotten a body out of Spring Grove one night and was riding down the road in his wagon, and a policeman was approaching. So he put the body up next to him, covered it with a coat, and talked to him like it was a friend who was drunk and he was taking him home. But I think his wife had the last laugh because after Cunningham died, she sold his body to a local medical school for $5.
Didn't you write about the story of the William Henry Harrison tomb is out in North Bend?
Yeah.
And John Harrison was also buried in that vault, who was the son of William Henry Harrison and the father of Benjamin Harrison. And that body was taken away. It was stolen, right?
Yeah, they discovered it was missing. And, of course, investigations led to one of the medical schools, now affiliated with the University of Cincinnati Medical School.
Yeah.
And they actually found it suspended in an air shaft.
Is that right?
And so, wow. You know, that was closed down for a while. But it caused a huge scandal because of the notoriety of the family.
Yeah.
And so that helped lead to eventually passing laws where physicians, teachers, or whatever of anatomy could legally acquire bodies.
Kevin, are you surprised about the things that you can find out and discover by examining the history of cemeteries?
Yeah, I think the way Tom and I approached it is that each cemetery should be viewed as a storybook, and each grave in there or plot is a story that you can look into and really discover not only about the family or person that's buried there, but their relationship to the community. So you really have a library within Hamilton County or any community of all these books about life and death.
You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can also email your questions and comments to talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Phil, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. All these years I've known you, your speech and language pathology.
Correct.
Now, where did this passion for cemeteries come from? I'm curious.
It came from out of nowhere.
It must have.
I mean, literally. It came from out of nowhere. I was approaching my last year with the Hamilton County Board of MRDD as a speech and language pathologist and was not even thinking about a second career. And like the Nuxall family, we are yo-yo weight, you know, people. The weight goes up, the weight comes down all the time. And I joined a weight program. I think it was a year before I retired. And part of that program called for exercise, of course, you know, and who likes exercise? I have learned to like exercise. But at that time, the only thing I really liked to do was walk. And power walking was the big trend. You know, you swung your arms and you looked pretty strange.
Right.
And I thought, well, cemetery, perfect place to do that. Nobody's going to see me. so I had never been to Spring Grove. I just heard it was a beautiful place and a great place to walk. So I decided to check it out. I was living in Clifton at the time, so I was very close by. So I started walking, you know, swinging my arms, really walking fast, and didn't really pay attention to the names and the architecture and the art for a while. And then one day, I kind of looked off to the side and I saw Longworth. And I thought, my gosh, is that the Longworth, Nicholas Longworth? And then I saw Taft. Is that the Taft? And on and on and on. So that piqued my interest. And then I got interested. I love architecture. So, you know, if you've ever seen the Dexter private mausoleum and chapel, you'll understand why I would get hooked on funerary architecture at Spring Grove. So long story short, there was a call for volunteers in the Sunday paper. And the volunteers were for a project called the SOS, or Save Our Outdoor Sculpture Project. And this was an offshoot of that was sponsored by the Smithsonian. And I got involved with that project, and that went for about 2 years. And then after the project was finished, I found myself literally depressed because I didn't want it to end. I loved it that much. So I decided to check out, a possibility of working for Spring Grove. So I walked into the office and asked to speak to the historian, and the receptionist said, "We don't have one." And I thought, okay, how about tour coordinator? We don't have one. And so basically, I went home, I wrote a 10-page proposal, sat down with the board of directors, and they contracted me pretty much on the spot to be the first historian and tour coordinator. So I created my job.
You created your own job.
I literally created it. Yeah.
Well, after the break, more on Cincinnati's historic cemeteries and the stories they tell us about our past. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. By emailing talk@wvxu.org or finding us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.